In the beginning, all was chaos. What does that mean? What does chaos, proper, pure chaos, look like? It looks like everything. Everything that has ever been, everything that ever could be, everything that could never be, in anyone's wildest imaginations, all shifting, boiling, and exploding in a constant miasma. Things, ideas, essences, all briefly surface, only to pop moments later like soap bubbles. But, since by its nature chaos contains all possible things, that includes the possibility of stability. And a stable, creative force emerged from the chaos. And he wanted a place to stand. Mighty Verhall, out of the chaos, over millennia that were meaningless as time did not yet exist, pulled several nearly stable ideas together to form a world to his own tastes. And through these ideas came the peoples of Verhallgard. With the idea of forests came the elves. And dwarves came with the idea of mountains and earth. Humans came with the plains, and halflings came with the rolling hills and fields. Gnomes, it is suspected, came with the deserts, although they do not live there now. Orcs, the saltwater folk, arrived with the idea of the sea. And with the sky came dragons. Verhall gathered all these ideas and then stitched them together with the roots of a mighty tree, binding them to each other for all time. And the new world, Verhallgard, was populated by animals and beasts from each idea. And monsters, who began as animals exposed to the chaos leaking from the still binding seams left by the joining. But there were some other things that were included. Things that cannot be explained. Across the world, there are, we must call them ruins, relics. Buildings and places from before the formation of the world. From out of the chaos, built by no known people whose descendants roam Verhallgard today. These places are full of strange magics. Their walls are impervious to any tool or spell or even the passage of time. Strange and monstrous creatures have moved in. These are among the most dangerous locations on Verhallgard, but with valuable treasures for those brave enough to seek them. Best known of these pre-formation ruins is the Hypaethral Palace, an enormous marble edifice, a luxurious labyrinth, its top open to the sky. Deep in the center, it is rumored, lies a fantastic treasure, guarded by harpies, furies, and other terrors of the air. Only the bravest or most foolish dare to enter the Hypaethral Palace, for death comes from above when you're lost in that terrible maze.
It's not exactly a secret that I was basically blackmailed into going on this adventure. All this danger and daring do and violence is not something I'd pick for myself. But now that I'm on an adventure, I notice that it's actually pretty similar sometimes to planning a heist. Turns out, adventuring is like crime, but not illegal, or even frowned on. Who knew? Stealing is okay, as long as it's from vicious monsters who are trying to kill you. Look, here's an example of the kind of heist planning that goes into an adventure. Because when we took on the Hypaethral Palace, it was my time to shine. For adventures, just like heists, one of the most important parts of preparation is inside information. And we had someone who had been inside.
There it is, the Hypaethral Palace. Tread carefully. This is a deadly area.
Well, luckily for us, we've got an expert.
Yeah, you should know all about it. You've been here a couple times, right?
Oh, yes. In fact, I died here. I believe it was the second and fifth times.
Have you ever been here and lived?
Of course. I ran away once. Better part of valor sometimes, you know.
Oh, good.
Ah, so what are we looking at inside?
The Hypaethral Palace is a deadly maze. As we make our way through, we'll be harried by fiendish foes from above. Harpies that will rend us with their terrible claws. Furies that will try to carry us into the sky and then drop us to our horrible, gruesome deaths. That sort of thing.
We fought tougher enemies. We can take them.
Oh yes, we can take some, friend Theobor. But unfortunately, when your enemies can attack from above, and there is no roof, once we start fighting, all the beasties in the place will literally come raining down on our heads.
Then perhaps a different strategy is in order? Stealth?
Sneaking? I hate sneaking.
That could work, though.
It wouldn't work. Sorry, but you guys are loud.
Oh, but my armor is enchanted for...
Yes, I noticed. It's surprisingly quiet.
Ah, yes.
That's not the same as being actually quiet, though. Look, out of all of us, only I'm any good at stealth. And it won't do any good if I go in alone.
Violence it is, then.
Hold for a moment, friend Theobor. I believe I have something that can make the stealth plan work.
Aww.
I have these potions of non-detection. They will make it so that the harpies and furies should not notice us.
What? That's incredible! Imagine all the places I could get with something like that!
Ah, no. No, Alias. There is a fairly significant drawback. It only works so long as the imbiber doesn't do anything more interesting than walk slowly.
Oh.
But if Awain, Theobor, and myself take the potion, we can accompany you through the maze, and only you need any real stealth.
Oh.
Ah, yes.
I need to be in the approximate center of the maze to perform the ritual.
Right. Awain, tell me everything you can remember about the palace. The plan here was essentially a reverse heist. Instead of sneaking into a secure area and taking something out, we were sneaking in to leave something behind. The thing we're leaving behind being Gilroy's ritual, I suppose. Or is it a regular heist and we're stealing the death energy or whatever? No, I guess we didn't want to take it away. We wanted to destroy it. Whatever. Point is, this was basically like doing a heist. And like any heist, success is all about the plan. So, here's the plan. First, have all the less sneaky members of the group take the not invisible, just not interesting potion, or whatever it was. The downside of this is that it made it so I couldn't see or hear them. Are you guys ready? Right, can't see or hear you. I'll just assume you're good. Let's go. The next obstacle is the outer wall. If it was just me, I'd climb over instead of trying to stealthily open the front door. But a heavily armored man, halfling barbarian, an elven priest in black and white checkered robes trying to scramble over a wall might be a bit much for the potion to hide. So the door is the only option, and that means distraction is called for. Luckily for us, I held some of the dynamite back from Owain's insane plan. Here's the way to do it. Light the fuse, attach the dynamite to a crossbow bolt, and launch on a trajectory carefully calculated to explode just inside a room away from the main entry. Except, maybe not in that order. You should attach first and light after. Ah, wait, wait! Shoot, shoot, shoot! Then, while the harpies are investigating the explosion, you can open the door and slip inside. Now, inside, you need to sneak through the maze. So, before you entered, hopefully you prepared yourself for stealth. You might think, and lots of inexperienced thieves and assassins do, that black is the ideal color for sneaking. It's not. Especially if you plan to sneak through a moonlit maze made entirely of marble. No. You want something to make you blend in, because even in the shadows, black will stick out. An off-gray is the ideal, and if you can coat your entire body in the correct color, then stealth becomes more a matter of knowing how to hold still. Be careful, especially if you used a powder-based method of changing your color. If something does happen to give away your position, something involuntary and completely out of your control, try not to be in the same spot when they show up to investigate. And if that doesn't work, you have another option. If the guard or whoever came too close and came alone. It's also worth it, if you intend to be a thief or otherwise sneaky person, to get good at mimicking. Guards are rarely completely alone, And sometimes, their friends call out looking for them, if you can call back. If you have to knock a guard out, it's also important to ensure that they won't be found. Sometimes that means tying them up and stashing them in a closet. But that wasn't an option in the Hypaethral Palace. It's probably not what Saya intended when she brewed it, or Gilroy intended when he bought enough for the whole party. But this non-detection potion is ideal for hiding an unconscious guard. Then you can just stash them in a corner and not worry about them being found until they wake up. That's right, drink it down. Although, be warned, it is an intensely weird sensation to be holding a harpy that you slowly became unaware of while you're still holding it. But the most important, dangerous, and awful thing to look out for on a stealth mission is the noise trap. It might not seem like it, since they don't poison, stab, burn, or otherwise hurt you in any way, but there are a few things worse than sneaking along some hallway in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden, some bell or something goes off, telling everyone in the whole place, someone is here who should not be. Please come beat them unconscious with clubs so we can take them to prison. A lot of times, more monstrous opponents will have these sort of bone wind chime noise traps. Try not to think about how you might end up a part of one if you mess this up. This sort of trap, if you're quick and careful, it is possible to get through without raising an alarm. But let's say you need to, for example, lead three lumbering, non-sneaky types through, and you can't see them, so you aren't sure exactly where they are. A good thief is always prepared. And I happen to be prepared with this, a wand of frost. I got a wizard to teach me how to use it once, and it's a vital tool in any burglary. Well, not every burglary, but this one for sure. With this, you can freeze things solid, or make a wet surface extra slippery, or some other third thing. I'm sure I can think of something else eventually. It's a little slow, but with the frost, I can fix all these bone chimes in place, so that we don't have to worry about making any noise. And, best of all, after an hour or two, these will thaw, leaving no evidence I was here. And there, on the other side, you should be far enough into the labyrinth for your cleric to do whatever ritual thing he needed to do. Still hidden, since apparently the ritual is so boring, it doesn't break the non-detection. Job well done. The problem with using one of your potions of non-detection to hide an unconscious guard is it hides them from you. And then it might wake up and sneak up on you. And then it can call all of its little friends down on your head. This is the worst part of any heist. It's all gone wrong. And the guards are coming to get you. You're all alone against an overwhelming force, but guards will usually just rough you up a bit and take you to prison, which sucks. But not as much as being torn apart and eaten by harpies. That's the real lesson of crime, I guess. When it all goes wrong, it's you alone with the consequences. And on an adventure, it's the same, but you go down solo.
I call upon you to defend this place of its unholy necromantic energies and leave it purified!
Awesome!
What are you doing? Harpies didn't know you were here!
We were hardly going to leave you to perish at their claws. Come, I have completed the ritual. Let us depart.
Yeah! There's the difference between crime and adventure. It all went wrong, and not only did we fight our way out, which would be insane during a regular heist, but it wasn't every man for himself at the first sign of danger. This might be better. I gotta think about this a bit.
Don't Do Crimes is produced in the hope of encouraging people not to do crimes. And for the first time, I actually think it might work. I mean, I 100% planned for something like this to happen when I picked Alias for this quest. Uh-huh. Remember, kids, it's not a crime if you're on an adventure. Sometimes. In certain situations.
It is the official position of Kingdom of Stonetree Broadcasting that listeners should not do crimes while on adventures. Some illicit activities in civilization do not constitute crimes while in the wild on adventures, but that does not mean that anything you do on an adventure is not illegal. As always, Kingdom of Stonetree Broadcasting is not responsible for anything you do, in spite of which of their programs you may hear.
I mean, unless they choose not to do crimes, right? We can take credit when they do good things.
Legally, we are not responsible even then. Trust me, it's better this way.
Oh. You're listening to Kingdom of Stonetree Broadcasting.